Extractor 9. And welcome to all members present. We are here to deliberate on the finalization of the committee report on vote 6, held in the schedule to the Western Cape Appropriation Bill, B3-2020. For the record, I will just ask members to introduce themselves.
Good morning, Chair. I'm Gwetha.
Good morning, Chair. Vegan.
My name is
Namata Jam. At the far end, thank you very much. Any apologies?
None.
Good morning, thank you, Honourable Member. Can you kindly introduce yourself for the record? Thank you. Thank you very much. Before we start, my apologies, sir, at the back. Will you please move to the mic and just introduce yourself?
Good morning, everyone. My name is Dashirik Muller. I'm from PMG.
Thank you very much, sir. Please feel welcome. Colleagues, before we go over to the business of today, I think it is important to make mention of the following. In order to ensure that budgets can be considered, you will notice that we submitted, or the Democratic Alliance submitted, a call for a debate of public importance. Such call was withdrawn with the Speaker's office. Instead, there will be an opportunity for parties to address its effect on the Western Cape in the second reading of the Appropriation Bill debate, which is taking place on Thursday, the 19th of March, 2020. And of course, all of us are committed to the regulations that were stipulated out by the President of this country. We have members joining. Good morning, colleagues.
Good morning.
Can you kindly introduce yourself for the record?
Good morning, everyone. Honourable Baku Force.
Good morning, everyone. Rachel Van Vogel.
Thank you very much, members. Please feel welcome. We are now considering and adopting the following draft committee document, which is the committee report on vote 6, which is health. Colleagues, I believe that all documents was distributed in good time and that you had the opportunity to peruse and make amendments or suggest amendments should you have any to that effect. I will now table such report. Should there be any changes, please kindly give me an indication, members. It doesn't seem like there are any suggestions. Members, can we then move? Yes. Yes. Yeah. Members, can we now ask whether you are in support or do not support the vote? Member Ethan Allen?
I am in support of.
Seconder? Thank you very much, members. That deals with the report.
Chairperson, from our side, we will not support the vote. So we just want you to take note of that. Thank you.
That is then your minority view as the African National
Thank
Congress.
You. Making use of that.
Thank you.
Thank you, colleagues. Then the report will read as follows. The Standing Committee on Health, having deliberated on the subject of Vote 6 Health in the schedule to the Western Cape Appropriation Bill B3-2020, refer to the committee in accordance with Standing Rule 188, reports that it does does support. It supports the vote, yes. Taking into consideration the minority view as expressed by the African National Congress in terms of Standing Rule 90. We will now accordingly adopt such report.
Sorry.
Lorraine Botha.
Sorry. I amending what you have given us or what is happening. Because what is given, what you have given us, it says does not support. That's what it says.
Considering which way the wind blows on the day. So we're considering the minority view as it was expressed. Yes.
So we adopt with the amendments.
Yes. You are clear, members?
Yes, sir.
Okay, your minority view will be expressed.
Thank you so much.
Point two, colleagues, on the agenda, we will now be considering and adopting the draft committee minutes of the 12th of March 2020, as well as the draft committee program. Such documents were also distributed to all members. Can we agree on starting with the minutes?
Yes.
Page one. Page two.
Thank you, Chair. On page two, under number four, I have made some amendments just to read clearer. 4.1, it says the committee resolved to, and then 4.1, I scratch out come up with ways, and I said explore on options to ensure effective engagement between the committee, the hospital boards, and the health clinic committees. On explore on options. This is to give effect that relevant stakeholders give input during the deliberations on the budget vote, as well as on the annual report of the Department of Health. Then 4.2, conduct oversight visits to St. Vincent Clinic in Balha and Philippi Clinic. 4.3, to extend an invitation of attendance to attendance to relevant stakeholders and councillors to all committee oversight visits scheduled in the future. And then 4.4, conduct oversight visits again in the plural form. And then 4.5, invite the Department of Health to brief the committee in its annual, on infrastructure projects as stipulated in its annual performance plan. And then this is to be a joint standing committee meeting with the Department of Transport and Public. 4.6, write a letter of appreciation to Dr. Engelbrecht, the outgoing HOD of the Department of Health, together with sending a bouquet of flowers. Full stop, the committee to procure the flowers. Can I continue, Chair?
Please do, Member Botha.
Then on 5, under 5, 5.1, I took out the must. It reads the committee recommended that Department of Health consider screening snippets of its annual performance plan, its budget, and the annual report of the department on its TV monitors in all the reception areas and health facilities in the province. Then again for 5.2, consider screening information about the coronavirus on all TV monitors in all the reception areas and all health facilities in the province. I thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much, Member Botha. I've seen you really deserve a bonus. You've done all our work for us. Thanks so much, Member. We did capture everything. Ms. Chumke, thank you so much. Any other comments from you, Member Van Vogel?
Mine is not so much of an input, Chair, it's just clarity. The public input, there was two public inputs. from the gentleman that side in the house, and then from Mrs. Kivitz. Mr. Makangi, what was his name? There was two public inputs from the community. I don't see it here.
Yes, I think you might mention of the guy of the Cape Argus.
Yes.
Yes, I think he was more asking on clarity
to
the minister and department, but not specifically input. Yes, and also directing to the other members of the public present, they said they concur with Ms. Kivitz. So it was only her input that was recorded.
Okay.
Members, are you happy? We can now go to the draft committee program.
Chair, are we adopting with the amendments?
Can we adopt the minutes with the amendments as proposed? Thank you very much. Any amendments on the or input or comments on the draft committee report? Sorry, on the program. Member Botha.
On the new one.
Chair, I just want to ask, for the 1st of April, are we extending the an invitation also to the health committees and the hospital boards, as well as members of the public? I'm just posing the question.
Any other questions on the draft program, members? Yes, we need to decide on that because that is not clear. I think in the light that we have made a commitment that we want more inclusive engagements, that we do invite those bodies. So I will leave that up to Ms. Jamke to extend the invitation to the relevant boards and committees as well. Are you fine with that, Member Allen, and then Van Vol? Yes, let's try and keep it not too large groups. Colleagues, can we just get some order, Member Allen, and then Member.
Thank you, Chairperson. I would like to check and ascertain if the program in front of us is in line with the new adopted program as per the programming authority of earlier in the week regarding date 6
April. Well, I'm not sure if there are any changes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. But I know the 1st of April is still going to proceed as planned. Then the other ones will amend it. Every week we amend.
Okay.
So the dates that you see here, you might not see it in the next week.
Okay.
Thank you, Member Allen. It was resolved in the programming meeting that the first will definitely go ahead, and we'll see, I think, up to the 20th of April, only essential commitments will take place. So we will see as the time goes by what we will still proceed with and what not.
Thanks, Chair. I think I'm covered by Member Ellen, but to the invitations, there was a suggestion that we only invite chairpersons. If I can add, if the chairperson is not available, they must send anyone who are available, but we don't limit it to the chairpersons. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, so duly noted. Thank you, Member Benfuro. Otherwise, are you happy with such members?
Yeah.
So we adopt.
Before adoption, I'm not sure if this has got a bearing in terms of how we arrange our meetings. Bearing in mind that we are a committee of health that has got a direct impact on how the COVID-19 is supposed to be treated. In yesterday's meeting, Premier was concerned in how sittings are being not according to social distance in terms of arrangement in the room and how we interact with each other. So I just wanted to look, to check if we would look at that when we prepare our next meeting, because even the sitting, how we sit next to each other, that is the kind of distances, so that we are seen as people that are in the forefront of compliance with everything that is happening. Thank you.
Thank you, member. I do agree with you that we need to set the example, especially, and all of us are at the forefront and very concerned and considerate of each and everyone's health. So we will definitely, as I said at the beginning of the meeting, we are totally committed to fight this pandemic, and we are committed to all the regulations as set out by the President and, of course, our National Health Department as well as our Provincial Health Department. So your comment is noted. Thank you, Member Botha.
Jay, I'm just checking with you then. 8 April falls away on the program. 8 April then falls away in light of where we are.
Yes. So from where we stand, it is only the 1st of April that is confirmed on the program.
Thank you, Chair. I'm also noticing that we are going to call on the 8th of April in the unannounced visit. Are we going to the same venue again in May?
No, Member Bakubakufos, there's actually the three facilities identified.
Okay.
So it would be too much since the one is a huge facility, so we want enough time. So it will be then scheduled for 2 days, three facilities in 2 days. But as we said, not for now, we will reschedule.
Can we adopt?
Adopt with the necessary amendments made, Member Botha and Member Van Vogel. Thank you. Colleagues, that concludes the business of the day. Thank you very much. Okay, and colleagues, the notice for the 1st of April has been distributed. Please make sure that you take note and diarize as such. And for you, keep safe and keep well. Thank you very much.